ZLK. N4ZLK. KI4LZI Mobile. ZLK. N4ZLK. This is KI4LZI Mobile.
FBI, N4ZLK. Hey, Andy, I was just stepping back up in the truck.
I'll keep you along. I wasn't sure if you were already done with that delivery or not, but you may have heard last night. I don't know, but I was just going to let you know that Sky One repeater up above you, up K908, has it back on 14547 digital tone of 311 now. I'm letting you know about that for informational purposes.
You let me know, because I didn't hear about it until last night you mentioned it. I think I wrote it down real quick. And that's the same frequency they used to be on, isn't it?
That's it. The only difference is now he's running a digital tone instead of an analog tone then. To be honest, I hope it's the last time he changes, because everything I've got to be gone back to and redone. It's got the frequency pair, but he used to, when that pair run a 91.5 analog, where it's now 311 digital tone.
He's getting all of my radios as well. But thank you for that info, Andy. That was helpful, because I hadn't heard about it. And I didn't realize, I wonder how easy it is to change like that. Seems like it's pretty quick, you know, time frame, because it wasn't that long ago he changed it to that frequency pair, or the other one.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago when he shifted from that to the other one. It's been in 2 year increments. I remember prior to him going to 147 when he was on his current frequency pair. Of course, he was using the analog tone then. He was getting all kinds of noise. No problem. I understand why he's doing it, but at some point he's going to have to settle down on one frequency. You get adjusted to where it's 147.135 or 145.47. You get adjusted to one frequency pair. Then, like, he made this change this past Sunday. I didn't know it myself right away until I got an email from our group over here saying that the change took place. And over a period of time, people don't know where to find you, you know, after you've been there on one pair for 2 years, then you shift like that. That's one thing I've got to say here about where we're at right now on this frequency here. It's been here ever since 1973, and true, there's no tone on the input of it, but I don't know of a soul that doesn't know about this 610 machine. To be honest, if you've been in the area anywhere around here, everybody knows about it.
Correct. I remember when I first got my license in 90, early 90 or 91, I can't remember exactly. There weren't that many frequencies, meter frequencies around, but, and I didn't know it'd been 2 years. I guess time's flying. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate you bringing that information to the net last night. But I'm getting into a dock, so I'm going to let you go. Got another delivery. We're not far apart. KI4LZI and 4ZLK. Thanks for the info.
Okay, it'll be a little bit before everybody gets this back in, too. He's back on old pair, but with a digital tone, so I try to let people know. KI4LZI Mobile.